Okay, good morning, everybody. We're up to Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis, which is again taken from the Gemara Baba Basra and Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Rambam Paskins in Poskin Tzedakah Al Yesomim VaAfilu LePidyon Shavuyim. You do not levy the tzedakos on Yesomim, whose money is being supervised by the Apotropos, even for a mitzvah rabba like Pidyon Shavuyim. VaAfal Pi Sheish Lam Mamun Harbe. Even if they have enormous amount of money, but if the dayan will do it, so that they will have a shame, this is permissible. So what exactly is this shame, and what are the circumstances? So this nifsak lahalach on Shulchan Aruch, yisomim in poskin aleim tzedakah, afilu lepidyon shvuyim, afilu yesh lam mamun harbe, elim kin poskin aleim lechvodam, kidei sheyetzi lahem shame. It's an issue of kavod. Shame that they participated in such and such a mitzvah. So the Shach actually quotes from the Bach that this only applies that shame if they happen to be yisomim of means, they had a trust or whatever it is. But if they're not yisomim of means, this would not apply. The Shach disagrees. And doesn't think that this is supported by the actual language of the Rambam. I happen to agree with the Shach. It doesn't seem to depend on afal pi shahayelam sheishlam mamun harbe. The Rambam seems to say ibim pasak hadayin aleim kedei lasum lahem shame mutar. Right, that this is something which is permissible to do. It's not required. When he doesn't have to do this, it's a matter of discretion. In kavanas hadayin. The Shach writes, "La'achshivam lasos lam shem mutar lipsak lahem adkan." Mashmud shana lomar, "Tichshein kavanas lasos lahem shem." If they just need the money and they're desperate, so they, go after the yisomim. Motzi mamon shelo kedin ve'isur akavid. This is actually aser. The yisomim would be none the wiser. But if the kavana is to give them a shame, quote unquote, right, lechvodam. So that itself is permissible. So let's go back to the original source. So the original source is actually talking about taxation in the city, saying that the Talmidei Chachamim are exempt from taxation that has to do with Shmira Seir, with the Choma, etc. Because, Torasan, Mishamrasan, that kind of an idea. But you would collect from the Yisomim because they need protection as well. Klala de mil. So the Gemara says, "Kol mil sa dislu hanoa minei." If the Yisomim stand to benefit, afilu miyasmi, rabba rama tzedaka, afilu miyasmi. So that you would take it even from the Yisomim. So rabba rama tzedaka yasmi. So rabba paskin that the Yisomim would have to give tzedaka debei bar miryon, this individual of some note. So amale abayi v'tani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda in poskin tzedaka Yisomim afilu pidyon shvuyim, that we don't do this. Amalai ana lach shuvinhu ka'avidna. I am doing this lach shuvinhu. This is what the Rambam said. Kidei lasum lahem shem. So again, what exactly is lach shuvinhu? Sheyu chashuvi mechol davar mitzvah kemo avihem. So I think Rabbeinu Gershom gives it some color that what we're trying to do on behalf of these yisomim is to give them the sense that they are absolutely able to live up to their father's legacy, that the tragic circumstances that have overtaken them in life do not define them, and that they can find their place in the community with respect to contributing to the mitzvos of the community. Again, lasos lahem shem is not a matter of prestige, but it's a matter of, I think, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, giving them the sense that they can live up to their family legacy. They're not somehow, lost for good. I mean, the scene in Shmuel Beis and Mephibosheth, the Yasom of Yonasan meets David and he thinks David is about to, kill him. He refers to himself as a Kelev Hameis, that he sees that his life is like worth nothing. And that's exactly what you're trying to avoid. And so that's always the dynamic that you want to. There's a very delicate dialectic here when it comes to Yisomim. And it brings to mind the Rambam elsewhere in Hilchos Deos in Perek Vav, where the Rambam says, we have to be so careful with the Yisomim, the Almanos as well. Chayiv Adam Lizar, Yisomim, the Almanos, Yivnei Shanafshan, Shvalo, the Ma'od. This is Hilchos Deos, the end of the Perek Vav. Verucham nemucha aval pishen bali mamon. Doesn't matter how wealthy they are, but they've sustained terrible blows in life. Alfilu al minaso shalmelach, V'yisomav musarinanu aleim shenemel kalmina v'yasom lo sanun. Heach noa genimam lo yedaber aleim el rakos lo yinag mehem el amina kavod lo yachiv gufam bevode v'libam medvarim kashim v'yachus al mamonam yosem yimamon atzmo. That's what we were just talking about. We don't go into their mamon, even for a mitzvah rabbi like Pidyon Shvuyin. And the Rambam talks about, you know, how grievous it is for a person to harm them, even with words. V'charapi v'aragti eschem b'charev. Bris karas la mishamar v'haya olam shekol zman shem tzokim v'chamas. Heim namim shenamar kim tzok yitzak elei shemo shma tzakasel. And this is where I think the Rambam was coming from. And this is why I think it has nothing to do with what the Bach says, and totally with the Shach on this question, of how much money the Yisom have. If you're doing it for your own purposes, you know, you're desperate, you need to collect money for the city, and so, you know, or whatever the mitzvah is, and so you go into the, you know, the funds of the Yisom. No, that you can never do. Aval ina osam harav kidei lelamdam Torah o umanus o laholichan bederach yeshara hareza mutar. Ve'aval pichin, the Rambam says, lo yinag behen mina koladam eliyasam hefresh v'nalei minachas racham gedolim v'chavet shnemar ki Hashem yariv rivam. Okay, so the point is that even so, you still have to be exceptionally careful. And the Rambam concludes, ve'imasa inikram yisam le nizad shalo yu tzrichem ladam gadol yisam echalav la'omna mitapel behem elayio osa kol tzar chayatzmo la'atzmo kishar kol gdolim. I love this line. The Rambam says, what's your goal here? What's our job as a society? Is to make sure that these people can get on their feet despite the terrible blow that life has dealt them. So that's goof of the point the Rambam is making in both Matanos Aniyim and Hilchos Deos. Is it letzorech atzmo? Are you using them? Chas v'shalom. So you'll pay a terrible price for that. But if you're doing it for them, aval ino sam harav, l'lamdam Torah, u'manos, l'holichan b'derech yeshara, or lasos lam shem. We're not talking about some hollow, shallow thing they should be able to say, oh, you know, we're important. No, but it's to give them a sense of, you know, of their worth, of their value, that they can, you know, do things in the community, that they're not a Kelev Hames, as Mephibosheth said to themselves. So Letzorech Atzman, that's when it's permissible. So Gufa V'chilek and Hilchos Deos is exactly what the Rambam says in Matanos Aniyim. And this would apply no matter how much money they have or they don't have. Because you're not doing it and saying, well, it's okay because we're only taking, you know, they're wealthy anyway. That's exactly wrong. It's completely wrong. Right? Because the whole point is you're not doing it because, okay, you know, we're not really harming them. The only time you can do it in poskin tzedakah yisomim elaim, we would say letzorech atzmam, right? For the sake of their own sense of self and their own, right, long-term development, then becomes a very worthy investment.